Mayor St. Pete Insider is delighted to have Avanet Downing McCleave, the president of the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association. It is Poetry Month. It is Jazz Appreciation Month. And Jam and Pam is coming up April 27th, 8 p.m. at the Palladium. Thank you for being here. Tell us all about it.
Thank you so much for having me here. We are so excited about our Jam and Pam this year. We're going to be amazed by Dr. Zachary Bartholomew, as well as the St. Pete's own poet laureate, Gloria Munoz. The Zach Bartholomew Quartet's going to be bringing us the music, and he is such a high-energy, creative soul that it's going to be an amazing, once-in-a-lifetime kind of deal. I think our audience will love it.
And that's going to be David Fernandez on saxophone, Marty Quinn on bass, and Max Marcillo on drums. You know, what I think is just amazing, I was there last year. Karen Carmichael did a wonderful series with the City of St. Pete. You can see that on RadioSt.Pete.com. Go to the audio blogs and click on poetry. Tell me how this particular event got started, because it is a spectacular event.
I think that we just wanted to make sure, I mean, both of them artistic, right? It's, as we say, interdimensional artistry. So when we do jazz, so much of our lyrics are poetry, right? And so it's just this beautiful blend of poetry and jazz and poetry. So we have a lot of fun with that.
Well, you keep jazz alive, and you especially keep jazz alive on Mondays. Tell us what happens on Mondays.
Absolutely. At the Hangar Restaurant Bar and Grill at Albert Wooded Airport, every Monday night from 7 to 9, we have Monday Night Jazz Jam. And it's hosted by Dwayne White, who does an amazing job emceeing it. We have it is a true jazz jam. So you can sign up online, go to aldowningjazz.com, and you can sign up to be a participant. If you sing, if you play an instrument, just come on down, and we will make sure that you are on behind the mic. The other thing is, we always set aside an hour for our young people. So 25 and under, yes, 25 and under will come in. And last Monday, do you know we had three of our scholarship winners? We had the most recent scholarship winner, Imani Baines, and she played saxophone. And when we had Jack, I don't know Jack's last name, Jack played saxophone. And then we had Tristan. And all three saxophone players. What an amazing group.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, last year you had a young woman who was like a fairy princess playing and singing. I cannot remember her name. And the poetry, there was one poem that was written, and behind there was a beat going on, and they just were jamming. They were literally jamming on the stage. Is that going to happen again this year? We're going to have a little jamming?
We can make sure that happens. Absolutely. Oh. Absolutely.
Wonderful. What else is coming up with the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association and events?
Okay. So April 27th, we're going to have our Jam and Pam. That's this Saturday coming up. Get your tickets. You know, it's going to be at the side door at the Palladium. So it's a very intimate, beautiful venue, but be sure to get your tickets. The next thing we have online is June 29th. We're going to have Sophisticated Swing, and we're going to have Theo Valentin and Fred Johnson playing. So it's going to be an amazing, once again, it's going to be Sophisticated Swing. What do I say, right? July 21st, we have Al Downing Honors. Typically, we have celebrated my father's birthday, and this year we decided to do Al Downing Honors, where we are going to honor three people, very special people. There will be a musician, a performer, a music educator, and then a jazz supporter. And those three people will be honored on this program. So we're looking forward to a wonderful program. And then on August 30th, we have Guitars Galore. Yeah, well, we're going to have amazing, I don't remember how many guitars, but it's going to be a lot of guitars on the stage.
I don't know. Maybe we'll have to have Jay, our music director, bring his. You know, I want to talk about Fred Johnson for a minute. I had the delight of working with him. I don't think people realize he is someone who uses music to do intervention in world crisis, mm-hmm. and with young people. And he's more than just a music educator and a musician that's quite famous internationally.
Absolutely.
Literally, and the fact that he is here and has been here, and then Theo, I mean, Theo Valentine, just unbelievable.
Yes, it's going to be a great show. Last time I saw Fred Johnson, he was doing art, literally. He was painting as music was being played, so he's multi-talented.
So we might have to have Jam and Pam in art next year.
That's right. Oh, what a good idea. That's not a bad idea, Nanette.
I hope that you all will join us at the Palladium Side Door, downtown St. Pete, www.mypalladium.org. Get your tickets. It will sell out, so get your tickets. We cannot wait. It is this week, April 27th, 8 o'clock. The Hangar on Monday, fun place to be. Avanette Downing-McCleave, President, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, and just have fun on Radio St. Pete.